Greetings and salutations, people of the internet. Welcome to the Barely Superman podcast, a conversational podcast where I talk to you about things that matter to me today. And this is the first episode, numero uno, the pilot of this possibly weekly podcast where I talk about things that matter to me. Now, that could be anything. That could be manga, the things I'm reading, the Naruto's, the Bleach, the One Piece. It could be the tech that I was wearing that day. Galaxy Gear, Oculus Rift, Google Glass. I mean, I want to structure it, but today I'm going to wing it. Today I'm going to go pro bono. I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to take this concept and run with it. I'm going to freestyle with this podcast. That's what I'm going to do today. And I will try to segment the topic so that you know exactly what's coming up. But at the same time, this is just an experiment. This is a time capsule so that I can look back and be like, oh, damn, that's what happened that day or that week or that month. It's just so that you and I can share this experience. You can see things the way I see them. And well, I say see things, but, you know, metaphorically speaking, because this is a conversational podcast, as I've probably mentioned a few times already. Jokes aside, the inspiration came from a friend of mine. Personally, I'm not a fan of Superman. I think he is one of the worst mainstream superheroes. And I'll justify that. I mean, they named a psychological disorder after him, a Superman complex. But that is beside the point. Superman has many flaws, and it's flaws to his character that I find intriguing. Just imagine Superman, a Superman figure, standing on top of a building, wind blowing in his hair, as his chest put out and he looks into the distance. And the sun beats down on his face, and you see the letters BS inscribed on his chest. That is the kind of superhero I am envisioning for this podcast. I mean, BS is all you'll be hearing, but it'll be hopefully entertaining BS. So let's do this. Okay, so the first news I'm going to talk about is something that I hold dear to me, and that's Orange Wednesdays. Now, Orange Wednesdays are a UK promotion from the telephone network Orange, which is now known as EE, Everything Everywhere, and they had this deal for 2-for-1 cinema tickets on every Wednesday. You just text the number and you get your cinema tickets and you and your friend can go and watch a film. Now, sadly, Orange Wednesday is coming to an end. This is the last month, February 2015, where you can do your Orange Wednesday. So, I guess I saw it coming with the integration of the new company, but at the same time, it's been years of fun and good memories, and to see it go kind of breaks my heart. But I'm sure they'll come up with something new, something that's just as interesting, something that benefits Orange or EE customers. But I don't know. I have fond memories of this. I mean, I used to go with my friends every Wednesday, we'd watch a film, and it's primarily the reason that I got back into cinema going. The reason why I think to myself, no, I gotta watch this on big screen, I have to see it, live and with the adverts and the credits and the trailers and the popcorn and the public laughter. It's become less of a chore and more of an event, and that's important. That's important to the industry and the infrastructure that they've built, but I guess we have to say goodbye to a good friend. So for this month, take up your Orange Wednesdays, use them up, and have a good time. If you have a Cineworld Unlimited card and you have a friend that has an Orange Wednesday, or you have an Orange Wednesday, both of you go for free, and that's a good thing. Do it. Films that are out this month that I'd recommend are Whiplash. Whiplash looks like is going to be a phenomenal film. So you go see that this week. It's going to be amazing. Granted, maybe this podcast won't come out today or tomorrow, but I'll try to push it out. I'll see what iTunes can do, see if I can get my name up there, and it's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday. It was the 1st of February, and that game was beautiful. Unlike last year where the game was a debacle, it was one-sided and it was a waste of time to watch. The adverts were okay. We did get the Doritos advert, which was so funny. The goat. If you haven't seen it, just look up on YouTube Doritos goat and you'll see what I'm talking about. That advert had me in the feels. I loved it. I laughed so much. But this year we had the Patriots and the Seahawks fighting it out for the cup trophy, and it was a good matchup. Very tense. I really thought the Patriots weren't going to come back, but they did. And interestingly enough, Madden, EA's Madden, was able to predict the score of the game and even the comeback. And I think we all know that EA are wizards. It's witchcraft up in there. They usually do this, and they do this for all their sports, and it blows my mind how a simulation can essentially emulate a real-life event before it happens. That is crazy. But Super Bowl did bring up a few interesting things this year. First of all, it was Katy Perry who did the Super Bowl Song of Justice, and it was Missy Elliott that came and did the surprise that took everyone by storm, and I think it was fun. It's fun to see Missy after years of disappearing, and it's interesting how people, kids today, had never even heard of Missy Elliott. That blows my mind. The Super Bowl adverts, there were a few ones that stood out. The Budweiser dog and horse debacle thing. It was an interesting one. I'm not really a fan of the animal hero type thing. Personally, even though it's one of the more hated adverts, the Fox and the Hare advert with Mercedes was actually pretty damn funny for me. Yeah, it was a good time. I just realized I said Fox and the Hare. I actually meant the tortoise and the hare. Fox and the Hare would have been an interesting race, but yeah, tortoise and the hare. I like the symbology. I like the like Mr. Steal Your Girl type of mentality they went for it. And I don't know, it appeals to the younger generation, yet taking a new spin on an old fable. I guess we can call it that. As well as that, last week they announced the Handsome Jack collection for Borderlands, which is a port, a remaster for Borderlands on the new gen consoles and PC. And oh my god, my body is so ready. I am ready to buy a current gen console now. That was it. That was a ticket. That's the thing I needed to be told, okay, now move on to the new game. It's just, I love Borderlands 2. That game is just, it's well written, it's got the loot, you get the guns, it's got different abilities, it plays differently, the different characters and skill trees. If you have multiplayer, it plays even weirder and differently, and I love it. And I can't wait to actually play this game. But the most interesting thing about the Borderlands Handsome Jack collection is the Claptrap Collector's Edition. They're making about 500 of these. And it's essentially a almost life-sized claptrap. Well, I say it's an RC 2 feet long or high. And you can control it and it makes the same sounds as the authentic claptrap. And I think, I just want it in my life. It's expensive. It's about £400. But I think sometimes it's time to make sacrifices. And I'm looking forward to that. In terms of new games, Mortal Kombat X released their trailer for Reptile. And yes, he is so animalistic, it's crazy. I want to play that game right now. I played it at Eurogamer, which was actually a very interesting experience. Because after playing Mortal Kombat 9, I was back in the game. I was thinking, yes, okay, finally, we have a Mortal Kombat that is just good. And Mortal Kombat X or 10, whichever you want to call it, is a good game. It was very interesting. The changes, the mechanics, the graphics, it's subtle changes, but changes that are welcome. And it's going to take a while to relearn, remaster. But Reptile looks awesome. They've changed his core a little bit. He's still got his spit, he's got his acid, his invisibility, but he is just so brutal. His combos are just on point. And that's another game I'm looking forward to playing. Well, that's my time for this week. I wanted to do more. I have more stories to go through, but I just wanted to just get the submission process on iTunes ready. And it's still going to be a short one this week. It's going to be 11 minutes, 12 minutes maybe 13 minutes. But next time, I'll have a more structured, more coherent format to the thing. And I'll try to be more to the point with everything. And this is just a new experience. And stage fright and everything, it's just, it's overwhelming. And it's interesting to see that after 22 years of being with myself, I still find it weird talking to a microphone in my room alone. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you soon. Take care now.